Welcome to the I Want It All podcast show. My name is Annemiek. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer, and I guide individuals on their journey to becoming skilled energy workers. In this podcast show, I share with you my love, my stories, and my adventures on all of my inner and outer journeys. I'm so glad to have you here. Enjoy. Good afternoon. Today's podcast is one where I will be talking in English. I don't know why, but I felt like it. So yeah, I'm just gonna do it in English. And I'm a bit nervous and giggly, but also very excited for this episode because I am going to talk about twin flames, about soulmates, and about my own journey. So if you are a twin flame or you met a soulmate or whatever, then you might like this episode. And if not, then maybe you find it interesting to listen. And otherwise, well, just pick one of my other episodes. I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm going to share a little bit about my own story today, about how I met my twin and how it contributed to my spiritual awakening. And I'm going to share some stuff about being the divine feminine on this journey. So when I met my twin in 2021 during COVID or during lockdown period, we were at a little party. I think it was a secret party, but I wasn't supposed to be there because I had other plans. I just came back from Ibiza, and I remember that one of my friends called me and he was like, Annemiek, you have to come to this party tonight. And I was like, I'm not going, sorry. I'll catch you later and we can hang out or something. So I went to the supermarket, and then I came back into my apartment and I went into the elevator, and there was a flyer hanging there with the party announcement, the same party my friend invited me. And I was looking at it and suddenly I felt like, maybe I should go. So I was like, okay, I am going. So I texted him like, okay, let's go. I'm just gonna join you. And it was on a boat, so I was like, okay, I'm not sure if this boat is gonna be still or if we are actually gonna take the tour and I won't be able to get off the boat if I want to go home early or whatever. So it's really funny, by the way, now I'm talking twin flames, I get burpees. It's like the releasing instantly starts to happening right now. So if you hear me doing anything crazy or burp, then you know what's up. I can't help it. I'm sorry. So eventually I was at a party, and it was just all these crazy things happened at the party. And there was actually a guy that I used to date, but I went to Ibiza for a month. I just came back and I haven't seen him since. And it was a whole weird scenario playing out at that boat party. But I was like, okay, never mind. And then later, I was upstairs. The boat had like the two layers, and I went down the stairs and went to the toilet. And then when I came back, I went to the bar to get a drink. And suddenly, I saw this guy. And I was just knocked off my feet. And I wasn't even sure what happened, but I looked at him and I was like, damn, this is the most beautiful man I've ever seen. And it wasn't just his looks. I mean, he's very, very good looking, but it was something about his energy I couldn't explain. And I was like, okay, I'm out here. So I went to the dance floor, and eventually we were standing in the same spot, in the same location. He was there with other girls as well, I think. I'm not sure. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not doing this. Because I just made an agreement with myself that I was done with the whole dating, hookup culture. I was living in Amsterdam. I had been dating a lot, and the same story, different guy. I was like that, and I was like, no, after Ibiza, I don't feel like it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm over it. And so, yeah, I was like, okay, Annemieke, just keep your energy to yourself, and you're just gonna have fun dancing, you're with friends, and it's gonna be okay. Until, I don't even know how it happened, but I was standing next to him and we got to talk. He was talking to me, he was asking my name, and I don't know what happened, but I couldn't think straight anymore. I was just like, how can I hide? I want to go out. Like, I'm gonna leave the dance floor now, and I'm still like giggling about it, because it was so interesting what happened there. It was like someone was put in front of me and he could see right through me, and I was just like, okay, be strong now, you made an agreement with yourself, be strong. So yeah, it went a bit like that, on and off the whole evening. And then at the end of the party, he asked me for my number, and I was like, okay, no, I had an agreement with myself, I'm not giving my number to anyone. So I said no, and I remember he was looking me in the eye and he said, very calm, are you sure? And I thought to myself, god damn it, no, I am not. I was like, okay, I don't want to regret this, because I can't let this guy go for some reason. So I was like, okay, you can have my Instagram. And after that, the next day we started talking, and everything went so effortlessly. I recognized so much of myself in him, and we were just flowing. And not even a week later, we met again for the first time. Like, we had little dates. He's gonna hate it when I say date, because he doesn't like dating. But we had our little get together, let me call it that way. And we had an amazing day where, well, I'm not gonna go into detail about that, but we had an amazing day. We spent the whole afternoon and the whole evening together, and when he left, I was like, oh, I don't want you to go. It just felt too soon, even though we spent so much time together already. I just didn't want him to leave. And to me, that was very special, because I'm very specific in who I want to share my energy with. And yeah, we went very fast. And after that, we started seeing each other so regularly. And I was head over heels, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I didn't want to admit it to myself back then, because I wanted to do everything by the book. I didn't want to come off as too needy. I didn't want to come off as greedy. I didn't want to be too much, because I was always feeling that I was so intense and I had this strong energy, and people were often a bit overwhelmed by how strong I could be in like my whole fire being and enthusiasm. So I really wanted to do it right this time. So I was so hang up on the idea, like, okay, don't be too much, don't go too fast. But the truth was that I was head over heels with this guy. It was like, from the first moment, I was just like, oh, I love you. And I couldn't even understand why this was happening. So we had like 4 or 5 weeks where we were, well, I would not say dating, if I should use another word, we were together for a few weeks, and it was very short, but also very intense and very real to me. And it was like, every time he was with me, I was so nervous. Like, things came up. Like, I had these visions, I felt this energy, I got this shaking energy upgrade feeling. Like, now I know that was my Kundalini rising, but at that time I didn't know anything about that. So I was just a mess, to be honest, when I met him. Like, my whole nervous system was a mess, and of course he felt that. And when I was with him, or I would lay my head on his chest, like, the whole world disappeared, and I was just in this bubble with him, and it was timeless. Like, I could spend there an eternity. Like, it didn't really matter as long as I was with him. And I felt so connected in that time. Like, there was something awakening inside of me. And even my friend said, like, Annemiek, we've never seen you like this. Like, you are shining, you're so radiant. What is happening? And I told him, well, I met this guy, and I honestly never felt like this before. But two ways, like, on one side I felt so much love, and on the other hand I was scared. Like, it was like he was seeing me, and for me that was really scary, because I didn't like to show myself in that way, because I was always a bit scared for the rejection and everything. So yeah, it was a journey already then. So eventually something started to happen, and there were miscommunications, and things got a little bit wonky, like wibbly wobbly. I don't know how to say it in English, but we experienced some hiccups. And now I know, because I've heard so many other people telling this story about their twin flame journey and what they experience, and that it's most of the time like a very short dating period, like 4 to 6 weeks or something. And yeah, and then there's this thing that's happening where one of the two pulls back, or yeah, you get separated. So that happened with us. And if you ask him, that was because I went away on a travel, and if you ask me, it was like I thought he was leaving. And I was alone, and I was like, okay, this heartbreak is also next level. And now I know that it had to happen like this, because we weren't ready for each other when we met. And it was this beautiful awakening. And I remember when we separated and I went on my travel, I experienced a heartbreak. It was like something was ripped out of my chest, out of my soul even. Like, I felt such strong pains. I never experienced this before. And I had many relationships. I had many serious relationships, but I never experienced heartbreak like this. Like, normally it would just suck, and then I would continue, and it would just be okay, and nothing really, really mattered after that. Like, I was soon to forget them and just move on and date other people. And yeah, then sometimes I was like, oh yeah, maybe I miss them. No, I don't miss them. I just miss being in the relationship, even though it wasn't that great. But with my twin, it was so different. Like, no matter what I would do, and believe me, because first I was like, oh, is this limerence or something? Is it just because, oh, I found him so hot, or what is it? And then I was like, no, I dated a lot of very handsome, very good looking hot men, and I never had this problem. And even after my twin, I dated a very, very good looking guy, and he was just on paper, everything seems perfect, but it didn't work out, because he's not my guy. Like, we weren't compatible in that way. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get over my twin. And I really tried. I really tried to get out, especially in the beginning. I tried to cut cords. I tried anything I could think about in my energy healing work and stuff, and then it was like, yeah, but you are the same soul, you are the same soul frequency, so yeah, good luck with that. There you can't get out. And so eventually I started to really love the journey, because I found out that it wasn't about him necessarily. It was about me. It was about soul growth. It was about evolution. It was about finding the way back to my own heart and to my own being, to my own soul. And when I realized that, then like the real journey, the inner work, the healing work, it all started to make sense. And we had some reunions in between, because sometimes like the weirdest things would happen, and I would ask the universe and Sky Daddy for a sign. So I was like, okay, if any of this is true, you know, then show me, because I don't know what to do anymore, because I tried to move on dating other people, then the weirdest things happen, or I wouldn't hear from him like for months and months, and then I start seeing another guy, and then suddenly he would pop up, like he would feel it, or I started to see his name everywhere in the most weird combinations and on the weirdest places as well. Angel numbers and the dreams, the telepathy, like I could feel his moods, or if he was with someone else, that was really fun. Not and that was the most horrible thing. Like I think I even threw up many times because I could feel everything. And I was like, how is this not torture? How is this for my growth? And I really needed to detach, because I had to focus on me. I had to focus on my healing. And I had this big emotional rejection wound that I needed to cope with. And I needed to face that, and I needed to heal that. So that's what I did. I went into celibacy. Eventually, it wasn't like I consciously chose to be celibate, or that I was like, okay, now I'm going to do that. It was just one day I felt with my higher self like, okay, I don't want to be intimate for now, at least with another man, and I'm just going to do this celibacy, and I'm really going to tune inwards, and I'm going to heal all these layers in myself that keeping me from living the life that I want, and keeping me from fully embracing the mission and going for it. So I did that, and that's almost, well, it's not a year now, it's like 8 months, I think. It's a long time for I'm a very fiery person. Like I love intimacy. Physical touch is like my main love language. So yeah, but it just happened. It was like all the karma, all the distorted sexual energy, all the soul ties that were created needed time to heal, to be released, to clear. And I really took that time for myself. And yeah, I was detaching from my twin flame, and I'm not gonna share any details about conversations we had or things that came up, because yeah, I don't want to get into personal stuff, especially not for him, because I'm already very nervous, to be honest, to talk about him in this way. Yeah, because for so long I kept quiet. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want people to say something about him, because I get really angry when someone does. Because I always talk highly of him, no matter what happens between us. I respect him, I see him. Like I have all the love for him, and he's such an amazing, beautiful being, soul. And yeah, I can't hear anyone talking shit I wanted to say about him. Like I can't. So yeah, I kept it really private. but I don't know what happened. But now maybe it's this eclipse, like it's the new moon is tomorrow. But I felt I needed to do a podcast on the Twin Flame journey, and I am nervous about it. Yeah. Because I'm not sure if he's hearing this. Yeah, but I trust that I'm safe, and I'm safe with him. I know that. I know he's got me, and yeah, I'm just trusting my gut in this. That when I have to share this story, then I have to do it. So yeah, the Twin Flame journey. Where was I? Yeah, so in the journey, I had many dark nights of the soul since then. Especially when we had like the first separation, and I said separation, and I mean in the 3D matrix, because I don't believe in separation consciousness at all, because at the core we are already one. There is always unity consciousness. So I really believe that that's true, and that we are always together and always connected, whatever choices we will make now in the 3D matrix. And yeah, but when we separated in the 3D, then I went into my dark night of the soul, and I got really sick after. I was at home, I couldn't move, I was going into my healing journey on both a physical level, spiritual and emotional level. It was like all the layers, everything was just turned upside down, and I was going through it. Like, I experienced a total ego death. Yeah. And that wasn't the last time. Yeah, since then I had several ego deaths, and every one of them brought me closer to myself. It was like I was shedding layers. It was like I was shedding pain. I was shedding insecurities. And yeah, till the point that I am here now, and I feel so connected to myself. I just spoke to my friend. She's a hairdresser, and I was at her salon, and she said, like, yeah, I am in a sacred marriage with myself, and that feels so good. Because if a guy would show up now, and yeah, he must be really nice and really good, so he can add something to me. And I was like, yeah, sacred marriage, that sounds wonderful. That's how I feel at this point. Like, I don't need anyone or anything to be happy. Like, I feel so peaceful inside and so calm. Like, I can carry myself. I can handle my life. I can navigate through it. I can surf the waves if they come. And yeah, that's the best feeling ever, to be honest. And I also dove deep into this journey, obviously. And what I found was that it wasn't so much about finding answers. It was more about letting go and releasing and surrendering to the flow of life, to your own river of life. Because if it's a twin flame journey, or if it's something else in your life, if I talk about myself, I was always trying to chase answers. Like, I was a bit of a control freak. I wanted to know what was coming, what I could do to be better, to do better, to find my purpose. I always relied on other people to tell me what was going on or what I should do. And that's one thing I learned about this journey, that everything is inside of me. Like, I know all the answers. Like, I just have to tune in with myself and ask my higher self a question, and I feel I know, or I see the answer. And I think that for me was the biggest revelation, that it could be so simple, that I didn't have to chase anything anymore. I didn't need to chase my twin. And I didn't need to chase answers. I didn't need to chase anything outside of me, because everything is inside of me. And that's when my business started rolling as well. So I started my online academy. I had 10 women joining me for the first group, New Earth Healers, and I had people applying for my mentorships and my one-on-one teachings, and everything just started to take off from there, and it was wonderful and it was incredible. I traveled a lot. I still do. I am now back in the Netherlands, but I lived on Ibiza for the last 1.5 years, and in Marbella for a bit. And now I'm back in the Netherlands because I felt called to be here, and I don't know why, but I just followed my intuition and it brought me here. So now I'm here in the Netherlands, and I'm going to travel from here, but I'm just going to make shorter trips until my soul calls me elsewhere. But for now I have to be here. I don't know why, but I don't have to, because I trust the bigger picture and I trust the bigger plan. So I think this is such a good thing to remember for everything in life, that it all begins and ends with us, with ourselves, with our own connection to the divine, with the connection to God, to our heart, and how we see life, how we perceive life, and how we are able to navigate ourselves through it, and how we are able to be present with ourselves. Because we can never be in a healthy relationship if we are not in tune with ourselves, if we can't carry our own wounding, if we can't carry our own projections or insecurity. Because after all, we are also a human being. We are being here, in the here and now, and living life and everything happening. So it's so important that we can carry ourselves through it, and that we are connected, and that we don't project our shit onto our partner, but that we then just can carry and process our own shit. And from that point, we could be with someone. But if we will attach, like we will be anxious attached, for example, to our partner, we can never be in a conscious, healthy relationship. Because you want to be free. You want to be free in your individuals, even though the twin flames, you are one, but you are still also two individual human beings incarnated at the same time. And you need space, and you need healthy boundaries, also with your twin flame. That's what I've really learned. And if you, like, I had many people talk to me like, yeah, twin flames, it's not real, it's toxic, and it's limerence, or it's trauma bond. Like, I heard that a lot of times, and I think there are a lot of people who mistake karmic relationship for twin flames, but that's not a twin flame relationship. If you haven't experienced a twin flame connection, then you don't know what you are talking about, and I don't mean that in any offensive way, but you just don't, because it's really different. If you are in a twin flame connection, you know, it's so clear. And most of the people who are actually on a twin flame journey don't really want to be there, or at least for a while, because it's like a roller coaster that never ends. Like, the exits are closed and you're just on the roller coaster, and if you like it or not, you go up, you go down, you be spinned around or in a twister, or how are these twister roller coasters are going loops like looping. It's intense. It's not for the faint-hearted. You have to be a very advanced soul to go through this, but eventually, like, for myself speaking, I am so grateful that I got to meet this amazing, amazing guy. And the last 2.5 years, damn, they were very intense with everything. But if I haven't met him, I would never have woken up to the fact that I needed to do this deep healing. And I looked myself in the mirror every single time, and I was like, okay, I'm here. And I'm not gonna walk away. I'm not gonna hide anymore. I am here, and I'm just gonna work through everything that will come up. So, and I did it for me. because I wanted to get rid of the wounding. I wanted to get rid of this fear of rejection. I wanted to get rid of the fear for abandonment. Like, when I met him, I was too scared to speak up. Like, it was like I lost my voice. I was so scared to say anything wrong that I was would just be quiet. Scared that I would say anything wrong or that I would not find the right words. I was hiding parts of myself. And even worse, I thought I was really open and I was not, because I was just very scared to open up. And I was very scared for him, in this case, to see me for who I actually was and not like that and reject me for that. That's why I tried to be this good girl, this nice girl. And I mean, I am a nice girl. I'm a very nice girl. But I'm also a very crazy girl. I am also a very outgoing girl. I'm a funny girl. I'm a tomboy. I'm a glamour babe. Like, I'm an Aries. I'm fire. And I wanted to be so perfect for him. And now I have all the compassion for Annemiek back then. I seriously do. But he, in that sense, he never got to see the real me. And obviously he noticed that, because I was wearing a mask. And now I am not. Like, I am this uncensored version of myself. And sometimes I even have to get used to this. Because I'm like, am I now being so much myself that I am just being so dorky and I'm just outgoing and saying what I think? And yeah, I am. And it's really nice, because this is also how I want to not only be in life, also in my business. I just want to be me. I want to get paid for me. I want my students to see the same me as my family does, as my friends do, and as my partner will do as well. So for me, that's the most important thing. And it feels so good that I finally have reached that state where I have the inner union, like, with myself. Like, I really reached inner union where I am both the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and I don't need my divine masculine outside of me to come and save me or complete me or anything. No, I can carry myself. Like, I found a very sweet balance between those energies. And I think, and it's not perfect, like, it's not that I'm not triggered anymore, or that I never feel insecure or never have this uncertainty. Of course, I'm also human. I think there's no such thing as being perfectly healed, because we are living, we are learning, we are human. But I am in a very good place, and I love that for myself. And and I am living my life. I am living my purpose. And for now, my purpose is being me and enjoying it, and traveling and working on my business, creating beautiful content, creating beautiful courses, hosting these live events. Doing this podcast, speaking my words, telling my story, sharing my story, without being scared that someone will cut me off or I don't dare to speak up. And I'm still very aware of what I'm telling and what I share and what I'm not. Like, I would never share personal stuff about my twin. Maybe a bit about myself, but you know what I'm like. And yeah, I hope with telling my story that I'm saying this for me, to be honest. I tell my story for me, because this is my medicine, this is my healing, and this is how I process things. And yeah, maybe now that I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, isn't that selfish? Like, my old me would say, like, oh, that's a bit selfish. But now I'm like, no, this is the best thing anyone can do. Do it for you. Do it because it makes you happy. Do it because you care. And then the right audience will find you. And yeah, I'm just gonna leave this story right here. And maybe I come back to it later and I can... Maybe I can share some more insights about the twin flame journey later. So if you like that, then please let me know. And I will do a second episode of being on the twin flame journey. And yeah, I think that will be fun. So please let me know if you would like that. If you have any questions, then please let me know. And if you would like to share something maybe about your own journey, then I'm also very much here for it. I hope this story made a bit of sense. Sometimes I'm like, oh, did I make sense? Did I not leave any important context out of the story? But I just trust that for now, this is exactly what needed to be told. And I have so much love for you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. And I really hope to speak to you soon. Bye-bye.